from Sean's shoulder.
Yeah, it's right shoulder inflammation. Been getting used in some positive roles. We're gonna miss him, right? So he was warming up for the game yesterday. We thought he was ready. We got a phone call that he just felt a little tightness in his right shoulder. So upon examination, just determined that he's gonna need a little bit of a blow. And in his place, Corbin Martin's been recalled. So it's time for him to get healthy, step away, and be ready once again when he gets the opportunity, once he's healthy.
He felt it getting loose yesterday. Is that why Wendelken jumped
up
instead of him?
So there was a quick shuffle there. I know you guys are probably following what's going on in the bullpen. We love the pop and matchup. Once Ollie worked through that stack of three hitters, and we just had to make a quick adjustment. Wendelken did an unbelievable job of getting ready, basically called down there, and a minute later said he was ready. So he had a batter and a mound visit to get himself ready to go, and it was a great job by JB.
Sean had very quickly gotten your trust, it seemed like, this year. Mm-hmm. You were using him in as many high-leverage situations as anybody else.
Yeah, you're right. He deserved that consideration. He had some really good moments last year. And, you know, he was picked up on waivers, right? We didn't know much about him. And as he got the opportunity, he was filling up the strike zone last year, and that continued, that growth continued through the start of this year. And really the secondary stuff is the stuff is everything that stood out to me as a slider changeup combination off a really, really aggressive and a impressive fastball that he was landing in the zone. So yeah, he had my trust for sure.
So is this just shut down for 10, 15 days and then reevaluate and see when he can start throwing again?
I don't know how long the no-throw will be, but he's in a no-throw zone right now. And, you know, going on the DL for pitchers, you know, I know that it's frustrating, but it's just a small little bump in the road. And I'm not sure, but I'll keep you guys posted as to when he's going to start his throwing program. On that, Jordan Luplow played 7 innings in center field. That 7 at-bats came through that real good. And I'll keep you posted on his progression. Josh Rojas hit off the Velo machine. He'll get live ABs off of live pitchers on Monday. And I think it's a day off for JB Bukauskas, and I think Luke Weaver threw out the 60 feet again today.
So if the pitcher's deal goes to 15 days on May 1st, right?
I don't know that answer.
Yeah, I think it does. I was just wondering whether the 10-day was retroactive because it's still April, or does it get to 15 days once you go into May?
You know what, Barry, before I talk out of line here, I don't know that answer. I know that he's placed on the 10-day disabled list as of 4/21.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens on May the 1st, but I probably need to get well read on that. I will. So I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, I think that's the case. But, you know.
Yeah. I think it'll be 10 days for him. It's a good question. It's a very fair question.
I apologize if you talked about this last night, but the play that they scored that run in the 10th, did Davidson, could he have taken a little better angle at the ball? I guess I was just surprised that he ended up beating it out.
Yeah. You know, I looked at it a couple times. I thought it was played about as good as it could have. The only thing is maybe the throw pulled walk up the line a little bit, and he couldn't stretch directly towards the ball, and that was the difference between being out or safe. But it was an accurate throw. It just wasn't didn't give Christian the chance to stretch towards the throw. He had to stretch towards second base. And with Marte running, I think that was a difference in the play. But I thought it was a pretty clean play.
Was that, I know you probably wouldn't rank him as your best defender at third. Mm-hmm. Were you just thinking about trying to get that extra at bat for Davidson? Or did it, in a different scenario with the mm-hmm. batting order, would you have put Alcantara out there? I'm just trying to get into your thinking here.
Yeah. I probably would have, but he was hitting third. I figured that he was going to get an opportunity if they pitched around Marte to potentially win us a ball game. I thought his presence was going to allow Marte to get pitches to hit. Nothing against Alcantara, but I think he's just a young player, semi-unproven, and I think it might have changed the dynamic as to what Cattell was going to get to hit. I've thought a lot about it over the past 24 hours, or last, not 24, but probably 18 hours, with Marte coming up behind Hummel, bunting versus not bunting. In a tie game, I probably would have bunted. It doesn't make sense why I wouldn't do it in an extra inning, in a one-run game, but I just felt like I believed in the at-bats that Cooper would have and Cattell would have, that we'd be able to execute. I thought they were two of our better hitters in that opportunity. But I know hindsight's always 20/20, so I got to rethink some thoughts about that, because I'd like to get into a tie ball game in that situation, take our chances the next inning.
Sort of what you were saying about where guys were hitting, maybe mm-hmm. think of this. Now that you've managed with a DH for a few weeks, mm-hmm. are you seeing that there's still a lot of strategy involved that you may not have thought of before?
There's always strategy inside of the game. I think there's less knowing where you're going to have to pivot with that pitcher coming up and where he's at in the lineup and the double switching. There's still a certain degree of strategy, but I think with the DH hitting, it's just a matter of who's hitting and what situation, if there's going to be some hot pinch hitters and who are your targets. That's on both sides, from an offensive and defensive standpoint.
No Nick in the lineup today, is just an off day after he came back yesterday.
Yeah, he's been grinding pretty hard. A lot of baseball games have been played for him over the past, maybe 10 days. He's got a number of at-bats. So I made up my mind that he was going to play yesterday and get today off. And I got to be mindful of his workload. I don't want to see him take any steps backwards. He's too important to what we need to do here defensively.
You mentioned Jordan played center field. Is that going to be a part of his role when he is healthy here?
Potentially. Dalton Varsho is our starting center fielder, right? We know that. I just think we need to prioritize that position to get it. It's like a shortstop. You want to have as many shortstops and as many center fielders as possible. It's a high priority position. So I know he's played there, and I just wanted to get the reports on it, and I heard it was very good today. I didn't get him any looks out there because he was just coming off in spring training. He was working his way back up to full strength. I think he had an ankle issue. So he wasn't playing every day, and I just wanted to get him grounded in right field. And we were going to start to rotate him into center field towards the end of spring training. We just never got that opportunity.
That give you more flexibility to put Dalton behind the plate more often?
Yeah, I think so. Not necessarily. If the need arises, I think we have a catcher and a backup catcher between Carson and Jose. But Dalton's going to get some time behind the home plate, and he's going to need days off too. So between Jake and Jordan, I just want to see what the best options are depending on that matchup that night.
Dory, can you talk just briefly about, you mentioned Corbin Martin being called up. What are you looking to see from him in this next inning?
It's much of the same as what we saw prior to him getting sent out. He's going to get some work out of the bullpen and continue to attack in the strike zone. He's got a very aggressive fastball that he's comfortable throwing, and he's starting to get really, really comfortable throwing some secondary stuff as well. So, it's going to be a very similar role. I think there's a little bit more of a need for him right now. We don't have really a long man for the next several games, and he's gassed up and ready to go. So we'll see how it turns out, and his usage is going to be a little bit unpredictable, and that was exactly the reason why we sent him out, but we have a need for him right now to have some coverage.